Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to the 2025 Book Club season. We are so glad to have you join us. Here are a few announcements before we jump into today's kickoff episode. We are just 8 days away from the launch of Unwavering Faith, and on February 1st, we will release the paperback and ebook of Unwavering Faith. It has been an exciting journey, and I cannot wait for you to enjoy Brody and Claire's adventurous love story. For my friends who enjoy audiobooks, we hope to have that ready for launch mid-February. Originally, I was going to narrate the entire book. However, when I went back through those recordings, I realized I would rather have different voices for each character. So thanks to many family members and friends, we will bring you a dynamic audiobook that I hope you will enjoy. If you're on my newsletter list, then you have seen the many unboxings we've enjoyed over the past few weeks as books, t-shirts, mugs, and totes have arrived on our doorstep. You can check out all we have to offer at literaryescape.com/shop. And then to stay up to date with all the happenings at Literary Escape, you can sign up for our newsletter at literaryescape.com/newsletter. We have two book club extravaganza events coming up for you as we celebrate the release of Unwavering Faith. The first event will take place on February 15th at the Branch Coffee Shop in Fairmount, Indiana. Author Abby Downey will join me. This is an incredible opportunity to meet authors, enjoy a cup of coffee, sit and chat about books, and play bingo. We hope to see you there. For those of you who do not live close to Indiana, I will host the online book club extravaganza on February 22nd. We will chat and play bingo, and you can learn more about these events and get your tickets at literaryescape.com/events. And finally, when you visit literaryescape.com/events, you will find all our coffee and books events for 2025. We have some incredible authors coming to chat with you this year. These are free events. You just need to RSVP to get the link to join each chat. And that is it for announcements. In today's episode, we will share our 2025 reading list and make predictions for the year. You will notice that we have updated our podcast cover art, and I think we finally found the perfect design for us. Now let's dive into this exciting episode. All right, we're going to kick off 2025!
Yay!
We are so excited. We are so excited. Jessica's probably the most excited among us as she tried to talk about 2025 when we were wrapping up 2024. Really quick question for you ladies before we kick off that I didn't share with you ahead of time. So hang tight with me here. Do you have a goal for how many books you want to read in a year? What's like your goal for 2025? Do you set those goals?
No.
You just I want to read all the books you recommended.
I have these here, but I also do the evening book club at the library I work at. So I try to read all those.
Okay.
I don't always read all of them because some of them I just can't get into. But I try to read everything.
Yeah.
I just love to read. So I just read.
Mom probably reads 100 plus books a year.
I believe it. Well, last year I set a goal for 130 books. Yeah. And I made it. With time to spare.
Okay.
Now, I use the Goodreads app. Does anybody use the Goodreads to track, because you can set your goals and you can mark and you can track all the books that you've read.
I do have that, but I've used it.
I think we're friends on there. I think we're following each other.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure we're friends. Well,
I'll have to check that.
sisters, not friends.
do you want me to read what? Do you want me to read this right now for Jamie? Or are we going to wait?
Well, what is her goal? Sorry, Jamie's not here with us for this one.
Her goal is 80.
Okay. And she did 70 last year.
Yeah, she did 70 last year, which she never expected. So she's going to try to push it to 80.
Okay. I'm kind of sad, but I got to back off because my goal is to put a novel out every 3 months or so, trying to keep that pace. So I'm going to probably take it down to 65. If I can hit 65 books this year, I'll be thrilled.
I'm going to make a goal to start counting how many books I read.
That's a good idea. That's good. We should use the Goodreads app and then be our friends.
Okay. I don't know if Jessica will let me be her friend, but I'll try to be your friend.
I know where you live.
Because then when you're friends, you can see each other's reading.
Gotcha.
Yes, I think I saw that when I was working at the school. And I was going to their book. They said, oh, do this Goodreads and you can see what everybody's.
Yeah. You can follow your authors that you like. So I follow authors I like on there. So you can follow me. Okay.
Okay.
And
I like it. I'm downloading now.
I will follow you.
You can follow me.
She's really bossy.
I said you can. You're missing the word can.
You said follow me.
You can follow me.
Okay.
Well. You just do what she says and then it's fine. Okay.
I mean, I never mislead you. Okay. Here we go. This year's reading list was made up different. Normally, I just go out or the ladies go out and they find books and they say, hey, can we put this on the list? Or, and then I make a list and say, we're going to do this, this, and this, right? So I did something a little different. So every author who has ever been kind enough to be on the podcast with us, to do an interview with us, I reached out to them and said, are there any new series you would like us to feature or series on your backlist that you would like us to feature in 2025? And we got quite an overwhelming response, which is exciting because some of these books are not even out yet. They're going to be coming out just as we go to record, which is really exciting. And then we have some that are on the backlist. So let me just share real quick for 2025, our list for the year. So we will be reading The Gulf Coast Chronicles by Beth White, and then The Brothers of Sapphire Ranch by Misty M. Beller, and then The Art of Love and Danger by Crystal Cottle, which is brand spanking new. In fact, I don't even think that's out yet. We're going to read Gossamer Falls by Lynn Blackburn, which I believe the third book in that is coming out this coming year. And then we are going to read the Karen Whitmire's fairy tale.
Yeah,
Fairest of Hearts, If the Boot Fits. And then she had a working title of To Love a Beast. I'm not sure what it's going to actually come out, the title will come out to be. But that's what it was when she talked with me. And then we're going to do the Defend and Protect series by Lynn Blackburn, which loved that series. I've already read it once, so I'm excited to read that one again. And then we have the Adventurous Heart series by Abby Downey, which is really exciting. We've had Abby on a few times, and Abby and I will have some fun in-person book events because she's another Indiana author. So we got some of those coming up this year. And then we're going to read High Country Ranch series by Jody Headland and the Badge of Honor series by Lynn Shannon. And then we'll do the Convenient Risk series by Sarah Turnquist.
Okay.
All right, so which series do you think will be your favorite?
Okay, Jamie said Brothers of Sapphire Ranch.
I had that too.
Did you really?
Because I liked her writing.
You like hers, yeah.
I'm at a toss. I have more than one.
Okay, what are some that you think will be your favorite then?
The Karen Whitmire ones.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to love Crystal's book.
Yep.
And the Badge of Honor series by Lynn Shannon.
By the way, I already read the first book in that and I'm hooked.
Okay.
And the next one comes out this month.
Okay.
And I cheated.
I think those are going to be my favorite, is what I'm thinking. Okay.
What are you thinking, Mom?
Well, definitely Karen Whitmire, or White, or how you say her name. Mm-hmm. I love her writing. And Misty Beiler, I like her writing, Beller, too. But this Beth White one, Jessica told me a little bit about when it was set, and I think I'm going to enjoy that, too.
Yeah, because it's more in the
1700s. Yeah, the first one's like 1704.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's going to be your favorite.
And I like Jodi Headland, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's good.
Yeah, I put hers. One of her books will probably be my favorite because it had the ranters.
Yeah, we love our cowboys here on the Literary Escape Podcast. All right, I'm torn too because I've read both of Abby's books. They are great. I actually think you guys are going to, she's really like them because she's got such sweet romance there. Obviously, Misty and Beller's books are always fun to read.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pick your favorite. The thing is, I've read some of these already too, so that makes it hard. I love the Defend and Protect series by Lynn Blackburn. I read through that one already. It's good. I have not done... I don't think I've read any of the other series yet. This is hard. Oh, to pick one. I think when it all is all said and done, it's probably going to be between The High Country Ranch or The Badge of Honor.
This one's High Country Ranch.
That one is the Jodi Headland.
And what was the other one?
The Badge of Honor. But I also feel like somebody might surprise me this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And draw me in. And I know you're a huge fan of Crystal Caudle's writing.
Yes.
I don't know. Jodi's got the heat like Julie does. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I'm probably going to...
Is that how these are here, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm.
You read them still.
I haven't read them yet.
You still read them, Jessica.
Okay.
You said you're going to read all of them.
I mean, you read her Colorado Cowboys series.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did read that one.
Did you like the two novellas by Julie Lessman?
Yeah, those weren't bad. Those were okay for me.
And didn't you read the San Francisco series?
Yeah, but they weren't like her Silver Ranch Lining. Silver Lining Ranch.
Silver Lining.
Anyways, I like The Hearts of San Francisco a lot better than that one.
Have you read the Boston?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, they're good.
You got to read that. After reading these two novellas, you need to go back and read.
Because that's where... Books.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed we didn't have any Julie
like
this
the
year.
Silver Ranch ones?
No.
Hearts of San Francisco?
I'd say a cross between the two.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have any Julie this year. She put out her devotional, and she's working, trying to figure out what to... right next. So I don't have her on the list. She didn't reach out with any books to spotlight, which is crazy because, yeah, the last like 2 or 3 years we've always had a Julie Lessman series. Doesn't mean I won't read hers. I just reread the Silver Lining Ranch series and reached out to her and said, hey, love to, you know, read Shay and now I can't think of the other boy's name. The younger brother and sister don't have a love story yet.
Hmm.
And I said, I'd love to read that. I remember when we interviewed her, she was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't sure. So I don't know. We'll see if she gets that written or not. All right. What books or series are you most excited about reading?
Did you do what book do you think will be your favorite?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. What book, individual book, do you think might be your favorite?
I'm going to go with The Art of Love and Danger.
Yep, by Crystal. Yep.
Yes.
I can see that for you. What did Jamie say?
Marrying the Mountain Man's Best Friend by Misty M. Beller.
Okay.
you guys have one that you think might be your favorite book?
I just said any in the High Country Ranch series would probably be my favorite. One of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Okay. What do you think, Mom?
I don't know.
I'm going to say probably one of the Beth White books.
You think that one of those would be my favorite?
Yeah, or the Karen Whitmire.
Yeah, because I've already read Fairest of Hearts and If the Boot Fits.
Oh, have you read those?
But I kind of forget. I'm going to have to read them again.
There isn't one book right now that I think will be my favorite. You know what would be interesting is if we were to have gone back, because we did this at the beginning of last year, and we said, which ones in 2024 will be our favorites? And then we did the wrap-up and said our favorites. We should go back and see if they match.
Yeah.
Yes, we should.
That would be fun. Okay. Sorry, Mom. Did you have one that you...
I don't. I mean, I did read the ones by Karen Whitmire, but I swear I can't. I'm going to have to read them again.
Yeah.
Because it's been quite a while since I read them.
Yeah.
But yeah, the ones up here by Beth White, if they're set back that far, one of those would probably be my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I love
that time period.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to jump back where I was. What book or series are you most excited about reading?
I'm most excited probably to read the Badge of Honor. I really like her suspense writing. Mm. And that was also Jamie's, too. Was her favorite.
It's hard because I've read some of these already. So when you say most excited about, I'm trying to look at the ones I haven't read. And I'm probably the most excited about the High Country Ranch series.
Okay.
Yeah, that one, and then The Brother Sapphire. But I was also excited that we might read one that's not out yet. Is that true?
Yeah, there's several on here that are not out yet. So as of this, when we're doing this recording, Crystal's book isn't out. Abby's third book is not out. The Badge of Honor series, there's only one out right now, but there's several more to come. And then there was one more. Where was that at? The Gossamer Falls. That series is not completely out yet, but will be by the time we get to them in 2025.
So that'll be exciting to do some new stuff.
Yeah, so we do. We kind of have a mix of some backlist novels and then some fresh novels coming out. Oh, we talked about this already. I skipped ahead, didn't I?
Yeah, talk about skipping ahead.
Yeah, about how many books you want to read. Tiff's just going to try to count this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to count, too. I mean, I don't know exactly.
I don't know exactly either. I just read. Yeah. Read, read, read.
You should count it on Goodreads, Mom, and just curious to find out.
So we're going to join Goodreads, but I don't know if Mom will.
I already added Melissa. I couldn't find you on there, so we'll have to find you.
Okay. And we're going to keep track of each other's reading. And then if we're not on course, we're going to be like, come on.
Yeah. Hey, like every time I go to the library.
Also,
did you read your books yet?
We're going to make sure we're reading good, clean books. Last year, I didn't stick to my clean, and I got to do that this year. I got to be better about that.
We're going to find out that Jessica really likes those risque romances.
I don't have it installed. Must have.
Oh, well, you're going to want to download the app.
I am right now.
Melissa's got good Wi-Fi. It goes fast.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
We have excellent Wi-Fi. Thank you.
What Wi-Fi do you have?
Wi-Fi company.
Who do you have?
Costco Connect.
Oh.
Excellent. The best service we've ever had, for sure. So, I digress. Get that Goodreads app on. And when you add your reading date, so you can say, I started it on this date and I ended it on this date, and then it will put it in your...
Oh.
For the year. Okay. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it'll know that you did it during 2025. So.
Okay. Oh, but I already read one of the books for next year.
That's okay. Read it again. Okay. That's what I do. I have to read it again because I tend to forget. Okay. Just like I feel bad on our Christmas novellas that we talked about because I had read them so far in advance. I was struggling to remember the character names.
Yeah. That's I had to make notes as I was going. But
that's smart. Yeah. I should try that.
The sunrise at Normandy. I had read those so long ago. I had to.
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
Yeah. All right. Anything exciting you want to share or just want to sign off with? Here we go, 2025.
Go 2025, Jessica. Go
2025. I'm going to try to read all of them. I'm going to try to read all the books.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You better.
Oh, now that we're on Goodreads, we can badger her on there, too.
Oh, good.
Right?
Good.
Yeah, we can be like, oh, hey, I see you don't have the book done yet.
Yeah.
She's gonna turn us. She's gonna unfriend
us. It's her and Jamie. Like, did you get your books done? Did you get your books done?
Yeah. And well, you guys are all right there at the library together. I'm the one way over here.
Yeah.
Mom and I are out. We're not the library girls.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to set this up.
All right,
she is ignoring you.
Yeah,
Jessica's
gonna get her Goodreads set up, and we're gonna sign off, and we're gonna have an amazing 2025 year here on the Literary Escape Podcast.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.